let's be. We're up to Simin Kuf Tes. We're up to Halacha Gimel. I believe we're up to Halacha Gimel. Oh no, Halacha Beis. Halacha Beis. You have the Halacha Beis.
Which one again?
Halacha Beis on page Mem Tes. Halacha page Mem Tes. Simin Kuf Tes. Halacha Beis on page Mem Tes. Okay, so we learned yesterday the halacha that you're supposed to draw the mayim shalanu bein hashmoshes. And we mentioned yesterday the reason why you wait until bein hashmoshes, you want to give the water the maximum time during the day for it to cool off. At night the water in the well, in the river is hot. When the sun comes up, it cools. You want to take advantage of the cooling, the natural cooling that exists from nature, the maximum amount of time. This is halacha tradition. It's not clear why this is so in the world of the mitzias, but this is the halacha. That's the halacha. You have to draw the mayim shalanu during the time of bein hashmashas, to give the water the maximum amount of time during the day to cool off. And in addition to that, you have to, of course, wait another 12 hours until the morning until you can use it again. Now, here it says something very interesting, that let's say you don't have a clock. I don't know where you are exactly. You don't know what time Bein HaShemoshos is. Im lo yuchal shar es hazman Bein HaShemoshos, yakdim ktsas, better be a little bit earlier. Let's say maybe it's a lot of water to draw. Maybe you have a process, it's very low. It's a lot of water you need. So yeah, it's better to be yakdim ktsas, to do it a little bit earlier, than do it a little bit later. Uvad she'al yishav koidim shkiyas hachama. Don't do it before sunset. You wait until sunset, and that's already called Bein HaShemoshos. So a little bit later, that's the ideal time to draw the water. The minig is to sieve, to filter the water. They talk to do that today? I don't know. Oh yeah? Oh, you saw yesterday? So what do they do? What do they do? By Ratorsky. Where do they get the water from?
All the bakeries have wells.
Their own wells? From what?
All the Brooklyn bakeries have wells.
They have wells, real wells, going down to the ground?
It's not deep. It's not very deep. They get the water and they...
And they filter it.
And they filter it twice. And then
so what about Rabbi Tursky? Where does he get his water from?
He goes to Borough Park and he gets it from...
He gets water in Borough Park? Tanks of water? What does he get? How does he get the water?
Barrels?
Like
the water you have in the water.
It's a sewer system.
He doesn't use tap water.
Huh?
Does he use tap water?
No.
No, he uses well water.
No.
He uses well water and he filters it?
Oh, well, it's already filtered.
It's already filtered. No. Two times. Okay, so minig l'san l'samayim u'l'chaseisan. And the minig is to cover the water. Why do you have to cover the water? There's mishum gilui. Water that's been uncovered is a problematic. A snake, halacha, the snake can enter and we'll see some more about that in a moment. U'tzrichim l'hanidam b'makim kai. You must put the water in the place that is cold. And when you bring the water home from another, from the well, you have to be careful that the sun does not, the rays of the sun do not come in contact with the water, because the rays of the sun are going to cause the water to become hot. And that is a no-no for making of the mats. Halacha gimel. Two few halachas. Halacha gimel. Yochel l'shem pa'amamachas kam yamim. You have to, the water, you draw the water for many days. You just have to draw the water bein hashmoshes. But once you draw the water, you can use that water a week later, a month later. It doesn't make a difference. You don't have to do it right. We don't have to do it every 24 hours. Yochel l'shem pa'amamachas kam yamim. Avon l'ham mitzvah hu l'shem b'chbishvil kol yam v'yam b'fnei atzma. If you could do that, I don't know if they do that today. They talk to do that today? Every single day, the water should be approximately 24 hours every time you use the water. Do not use earthenware, glazed, unless it's glazed, because the earthenware causes heat. Somehow these are all very sensitive things, are very sensitive to the water, which we're not familiar with. Glass and insulator, so it's not coming in contact with the actual earthenware, with the heat. The klicheres yoshen she'ena mitzvah, ena hida mitzvah, it's not hida mitzvah. The ein l'shanas hanig, why is not hida mitzvah? I'm not sure, maybe you think because it's not clean. Like we learned last time that hakarivena lefechosecha, if there's some miyaskite, it's something that is not clean, it may cause the water to smell, it may have an effect. I don't know, maybe the reason why you don't use glass is because it generates heat. I'm not sure exactly what the reason is. Halacha dalet, hanaharos b'nei nislan al pi'arayv hin yosef kadim min ha-be'eros. We discussed this. The rivers in the Neinisan are colder. The rivers are colder than the wells. The al-kein yishay min ha-nar. Therefore, it's preferable to draw water from a river over a well. Ach lepam. It's not a rule that's etched in stone. Lepamim ha-naharos gedolos me'afsharas ha-shel. Sometimes the rivers are very large due to the smelting of the snow. The einim karm kol kach, and they're not so cold. In that situation, for whatever reason, then it's better to draw better from the well. Halacha hey, lo yashivam al yidei en Yehudi, a non-Jew may not draw the water lechatchila el yidei Yisrael. Halacha vav, lo yidnem b'chli shahayibay dvash ishra mini peres. Never put it in a utensil that was once used for honey or any fruit juice, because there can be a taruvis, and when that comes in contact with the flour, it can cause to come chametz instantly. Ella, rather, you have to use new kelim unless you first kasher, you first purge the utensils from honey and from honey and from neperos. It goes without saying, don't use utensils that you once put a shub in a sharp. The taruvis of the vacharf, where the water is going to cause the flour to become chametz right away. The afilu hagolul mahani, even hagolul is not going to help. Im gam lo yidna mechlin choyches copper. Copper may not be used. She'ena mitzayin kamos sharkelim. Copper is not something which is good to cool off the water. Okay, let's take a look at some of the halachas in the Sha'anim. It's another halacha back on the previous page. Halacha dalet. You cannot evaluate the exact moment in time of Bein HaShemoshes. So lechatchila you can do it earlier than do it later, but don't do it before sunset. Let's say you made a mistake and you drew the water during the day. Mutter, it's okay. Mutter lolish b'chem l'machar, you can use it the next day, even though you drew the water while it's still day. It's okay b'diavad. The kain kasa b'shulchanecha goyinam shalom zalman. That you can do it midday. Shulchan Aruch, right, of course. So, but he says over here that the b'shas hatchak gadol, you can draw water during the day. You can draw the water mamish beod 12 o'clock. B'diavad is also okay. The ayin b'shari tshuva. I really wonder what they do today. It's really curious to find out when exactly they draw the water. The ayin, they follow this exactly. The ayin b'shari tshuva b'shem shud beis Yehuda the be'erv Shabbos mutul lahakdim b'shas mizman bein hashmosh. I'm sure this we're going to get discussed in detail later on. Then what about erev Shabbos? Erev Shabbos, it's a chana. You're not big matzah. There's a lot of problems of drawing water on Shabbos, mom. On Shabbos, let's say you want to go big matzah Sunday. You want to big matzah mitzvah Shabbos. So if you want to big matzah mitzvah Shabbos, I have to have water. When am I going to get the water ready? I ran out of water. All the water is used up. And lechatchila you're supposed to draw fresh water. That's what we learned above. Fresh water is ideal. So when are you going to go draw the water?
Use it for several days.
B'diavet. But the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch says that lichatchila me'eis leis, lichatchila you're supposed to use water. I don't know if that's because the water is clean. It's clean. It's not been spoiled, or it's because the water is colder. If the water is ideal to wait the bedav for 24 hours, it's not clear exactly why only 24 hours. All of these things are very mystical because we don't really put in the thermometer. It's all the same. But for whatever reason, lichatchila you're supposed to wait 24 hours. But here's the big dilemma, the big problem. You want to make matzah mitzvah Shabbos. So when are you going to draw the water? Okay, I'll draw the water Bein Hashmoshos Friday afternoon. But Bein Hashmoshos is Safik Yom, Safik Lail. It might be Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're doing something for Mitzvah Shabbos. It's Hachona, Mamish Hachona. So what's the solution? So the solution is I'll do it right before Shabbos begins. But right before Shabbos begins, before Shkia. Before Shkia is not the ideal time. It's still day. So he says it's okay. The small amount of time right before Shkia until Shabbos, that's not significant. You can draw the water every Friday Bein Hashmoshos. We're going to see later on that the next solution would be for a guy to do it. That when you want to bake matzah mitzvah Shabbos, the one that should draw the water should be a non-Jew, even because non-Jew is no, there's no din of hachana. There's no din of hachana for a non-Jew. There's no new lack of hachana. Bein Hashmoshos is no shvus. Hachana is a shvus. Well, it's not, but it's, there's no isra. Amir Lakum is a shvus. So there's no isra. Amir Lakum to tell a guy to do it for you, Bein Hashmoshos. So that would be, but the only problem is we learned before that a guy shouldn't do it. Because if a guy does it, maybe he's not nizar, maybe there's some other Kabbalistically, why you guys should not draw the water, but that will be a solution as well, and we'll see it later on. But here he says in this halacha that b'shasa that erev Shabbos mutter lahakdim ktsas mizman bein hashmashos ayin sham. That is what he paskins, that erev Shabbos you can draw the water, even though it's not it's an exception to the rule. The few minutes is not going to make a difference. Halacha hey b'makam b'kar, you have to make sure the water is put in a cold place. Ayin b'shut chasam sefer the ein lahamet hamayim b'cheder sha'ifin hamatzos. Don't put the water in the same room where they bake matzah. Attack saw that. Remember from the shatzer, it's in a different room. There's a big wall. There's a wall. They don't, because there's a heat. The heat where they actually bake the matzos will cause the water to come out. It has to be in a separate isolated area.
They want the flour to get in.
They want the flour, and then also you don't want the water. Also, there's the heat. Where the oven is, it's going to get in the heat. That's the main reason. The ein lachamet amayim b'cheder sha'ifin hamatzos mei she'shel sham chamimos, the heat. V'yim emidim sham also lo shem, you go and you make a mistake and you put it in the same room, it's also to use it because it's going to cause the flour to become chametz right away. The ein moil the ein moil hachana b'mashi. Havchana, so you'll wait the time. You're not havchana, you'll wait time. You'll wait a period of time. The mash eating yada b'mayim, imin karmel temperature. Havchana, you'll put your hand in the water. Imin karmel do a test. Havchana means a test. Havchana means a bechina. You'll do an exam to determine if the water is hot. The mash eating yada b'mayim imin karmel. You think you didn't have a thermometer? You don't have a thermometer. You use your own finger. You can tell with your own finger if it's hot or cold. We don't trust your examination, because our own eyes see shekol hamayim hanishavim mehabeeret soinin in him, they're cold. Nevertheless, I'm a chazal. The ein lo lushpachem, you can't use baba yom. Even though it's cold, you're not allowed to use. You have to that day. You have to wait until the following day, overnight. So certainly, your examination is not going to be better than what Chazal have told us, and therefore, it's not a solution if it gets hot in the same room where the oven is present. V'ayin behagoyis marsham shemitzadei lohakel is lenient im lo amdu neged piatanor. It's okay. It's if it's in the same room, you can still use it as long as it's not opposite the oven. The ayam shari tshuva shekol sheneschamu ktsas, even a small amount, af al pi eina chamimus horoik, even though it's not as hot as one's saliva, body temperature, ein lolosh b'chem af sh'am d'bayis, he disagrees. Even if it's below body temperature, what's body temperature? 98 degrees. How is that? Chakras true, the saliva person is also 98 degrees? Is that true? It's not. Yeah, it's 98 degrees. So even if it's lower than body temperature, if it's higher than normal room temperature, which is, I guess, 68, 70 degrees, whatever it is not kosher for matzah. Halacha yud, al yidei nihudi, do not let a guy draw the water. Why not? There's no mikar hadin. It's chumras haPesach. I guess the guy is not nizar in chametz. Who knows? Maybe he was eating a sandwich while before he drew the water, and there's some crumbs on his body. A guy can drive the truck that has the water af lematzos mitzvah, even for matzos mitzvah b'shasat chach, you can use a goy. Of course, it's better not to use a goy for the drawing of the water or even the transportation, it seems to say, anything at all. Halacha zayin, sharmei peros, make sure that the utensil that you're storing the water was not used in the past for storing fruit juice, because it's going to mix with the water and the fruit juice is going to cause it to become chametz right away. Ayin b'magen avram, shakosav ha'tam d'mishum d'arminim shalchonach, d'mei peros in mayim. A combination, it's worse than egg mats. Egg mats is pure egg. But when you mix together egg and water,
not only
Hamish, what?
Even to do it with May Paris.
That's
machlok,
right? May Paris still, but even
you
when
you can't use it from concentrate.
But it's lethal, the combination. When they sell egg matzah today, okay, egg matzah, which they have on every box only for cholim and zakenim. So the egg matzah, the best of my understanding, is pure egg.
Right.
There is no water whatsoever. But when so it's machleika. Some hold that May Paris cannot make it into chametz, and
May Paris and
machmitzim. But some say that it can make it into chametz even fast. That's why we don't do it. It's machleika. Some say May Paris can make it into chametz. Not only can make it into chametz, it can make it into chametz in less than 18 minutes, instantly.
No, what if it's
oh, but this is telling us whatever it says in Shulchan Aruch about May Paris, that's pure May. Neperos. Yeah. But concentrate where it's a combination of water and Neperos is lethal. Water, it's lethal. That is lethal. That's what's over here. That's why it's even worse. What about using only Neperos Mamish to knead the dough? He's going off on a tangent. The Ein Lolush Neperos El Mishas Hatach Letzarchi Chayla Zokin. Egg matzah is only for Tzarchi Chayla or Zokin. But halacha l'maaseh, you're allowed to have it in the house. You're allowed to have it in the house. There's no din bal yeirah bal yimotzeh. We only machmir halacha not to eat, but not bal yeirah bal yimotzeh. The ayin b'steichemet with a ma'adane Shmuel sheheriche b'zed der mach b'zed nasta b'zed kol ha'chulutim. They gave all the chilukim v'choshu kol min pein beperos. Discusses the law of peperos at great length. Halacha ches, it's finished with halacha. Hegi'ilu kaidim, unless you have a utensil which you did hagala, you have purged from any residue of meperos or dover charf. Ayin b'mukar chayim d'medina sagi kishma'adiyach ha'kliv hagala hu chumar b'yama. If you have a utensil that you use for meperos, even though it says here in the Kitzur Chanukah you have to do hagala, boiling hot water to purge the tarubis, that's only it's a chumrah. Mikra hadin, it's enough to thoroughly clean it with cold water. It's also mutter. He's not so happy with this leniency. You need mamash hagala. You should do hagala. Halacha test dover charet. If you use this to store schnapps, whiskey, that's mamish chametz daraisa. Now darais nuksha, chametz nuksha. But if you say it's mamish chametz daraisa chorif, then you get to mix with water. You're in a lot of trouble. I am b'chayadam the im bishlam harbe b'nei efer. If you use acid, you use some detergent to thoroughly clean it out. Mahani liten mechem amayim lematzos. It's okay. I am b'steichemet the aldi de hamachamin the efer through a detergent and through hot water mutter gam lematzos mitzvah. I am shavchuz the medina. Avol, but the Avol, I know what that word is. Al Ra'orinu, we have seen. Shechol Shaloikhim Davka Bichli Chadash. We've seen it on us that we're very miserable in these things. We only use new utensils. Oikli Shemishamshim Bot Tomid Mayim. I'm sure the Matzidek factories are not going to get a good reputation if they're going to use kalim that were used for Chametz or in the Hagola. Obviously, they're using special vats for the water. Okay, we're up to Halacha Zayin, and at this time we have the great pleasure. Where did we go? Where is he? He went out. Oh, here he is. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we have here a treat. We have here a very big Talmud Chacham, Harav Yair Tribish. Am I pronouncing your right name correctly? Yeah. Tribish? Okay, he's a Tribish is a Magid Shir Daf Yom in Yeshivas or Yitzchak. He also gives a Shir online, Torah anytime. He's on the homepage, a celebrity. And he also gives now a shir in Masechet Shvi'is. What? No, in Torah anytime. Without further ado,
I need some music of Mars.
Yeah, I'll get you. I'll